Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad and Questions and Answers. Presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
A person was kidnapped and left in the desolate land of Gandhara country. Old time, Gandhar is Afghanistan. In a story like, people have ever viewed that country with some strange mystery. So if this person has been kidnapped and he has been left in a desolate, barren area of in Gandhar, and there he cries, I am lost, I have been kidnapped, and someone developing compassion towards him goes to rescue him. He opens his eyes, the bandage on his eyes is taken away, and he says, this is the direction in which your country lies. Go this way. And now he uses his eyes, and as he moves on, follows the path, he goes on asking people about where his actual village was. And the people go on telling him how to go. In other words, now he has the possibility of finding directions, and thereby he attains the goal. Every individual has been brought into the world as if kidnapped, and you stay in miserable condition if you do not remove the bandages from your vision. And there are layers of bandage. One layer is the body. I am the body. Another layer is pranas. I am the prana. I am the mind. I am the intellect. Etc. All these are kind of layers of illusion. As you study Vedanta, as you practice sadhana, integral yoga in daily life, a profounder understanding of yourself unfolds. I'm not the body. I'm not limited by senses. I'm not limited by mind. So you are removing the bandages, and you scriptures are pointing the finger where your goal is. Led in this manner, you go where you belong to. Your home. Your home is Mukti Dham, the abode of liberation. And Guru, Satsanga, scriptures, they are the ones, they release you from that miserable state, rescued you, and they have given direction. By your self-effort, led by scriptural direction and grace of Guru and God, you return home. Likewise is your very self. You are the self. And Shvetir says, O Lord, please explain me more. O gentle one, give the example of a person who is dying, who was suffering from a severe disease that has been extremely feverish, and there has occurred in him a kind of disconnection from his own nervous system. People around him, they ask, do you know me? I'm your son. Do you know me? I'm your best friend. And his eyes are open. He looks at all, but he doesn't know. And soon, speech stops. You can't speak. Speech merges in the mind. Mind merges in prana. Prana here is subtle plane. And prana merges into effulgence, a spiritual rung. And that merges in the Supreme Brahman. But that again, merging in Supreme Brahman is, in this case, is like kind of a sleeping, going close to Brahman. If one is realized, that's, you don't have to wait until the death, all this to occur. But just like in sleep, you are led to, close to Brahman. Each time a person dies, same thing happens. You are being led to the same experience. The difference between sleep and death is that you wake up into the same body and you don't have to have big difficulty in this and continuing with your yesterday, today, tomorrow. But after death, you wake up into another body. But you don't miss it because God has taken your memory away. But in both cases, sleep and death, what is highlighted is you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the intellect. You are not dependent upon worldly things that you are now so involved with. You are distinct. And then, what then are you now? Allow your mind to be led by the scriptural understanding. That's Brahman, the Absolute. If samskaras, impressions of the world didn't stay intact, you would have dissolved in Brahman. But since samskaras exist, you come back after death into the same similar situation. But whatever may be, one simple point stands out, that in sleep the whole world is given up by you. In death, likewise, you give up the whole world. The lesson behind it, that the whole world to which you seem to belong doesn't exist. Then therefore, who are you? Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Tattvamasi, thou art that. That which transcends all these different planes. That which cannot be discarded. It is from that all things have come. Into that all things dissolve. From the sun, all illuminations come. Into the sun, the all illuminations seem to be withdrawn. The sun itself remains constant, the reality. You give the example of turtle. Deep down, you are a big turtle. All your mind, intellect, senses, they are extensions of the turtle. Withdraw them all. Stay in a hard shell, Satchidananda. And then you project. If you have not attained enlightenment, there is projection. If you haven't attained enlightenment, then you are projecting the limbs is a form of Sahaj Samadhi, it is a Leela. Another illustration the father gives, an old style illustration, that the criminal is led to old-style justice. And the king asks the criminal. He doesn't ask, rather, old-style justice. There are three or four people, criminals, and they are asked to walk over the fire. One who knows he has not done it, one who is full of truth, boldly walks through the water, through the fire. The others hardly they come near the fire, they start burning. This example is not to be concerned too much. The example is that the more you come closer to the Atma within you, the more you realize I am the Self. There is increasing, rather diminishing of your fear, your dependence, your grief. The entire world cannot hurt you if you become, if you realize I am that. But if you have not realized, you are involved in falsehood. And as such, everything will prick you. And with this, I'll conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Good evening, Swamiji. When you were saying that consciousness remains the same, I interpreted it to mean the ultimate consciousness of the world, or our world at this point. Because our consciousness grows, no?
I'm referring to consciousness in itself. Consciousness of consciousness, nothing else.
Oh, okay.
Like existence of something, an existence in itself. Same way, consciousness of something, consciousness itself. Like the seed of, like reflection, for example. The reflected sun in a jar is a reflection of the sun. But the sun in itself, that's totally different. Sun in a pot, sun in a jar, sun in so many things. But that's illusion. Sun in itself, just be reality.